just a little unkind. Don't know. Seems you can't be sure of anything anymore. Although
holy mother of pearl. It's that nigger that went and hit me on the head with a shovel. Now, what the hell do you think you're doing with that 10-star, boy?
Watch that boy shit, redneck. You talking to the sheriff of Rock Ridge.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one.
Yeah. walk.
Bringing to an end the Soviet Empire and its 70-year experiment in communism.
Continuing strife in outlying regions, along with widespread corruption and economic misery, resulting in a virtual tidal wave of crime.
The Russian mafia has evolved into a world-class organized crime network with profits in billions, including substantial U.S. operations.
Announcing the unprecedented opening of an FBI legal hiring along with the first ever joint U.S. and Russian law enforcement operation.
As Kidman is down and Torre is down, and look at Medusa.
Medusa get the upper hand.
Medusa gives her team a big advantage. She's an experienced professional wrestler. Tori Wilson's just a fitness model.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, franchise! Franchise!
Hang on, Shane! Hang on, Shane!
He's hanging on for dear life is what he's doing. She's trying to push him over.
How much confidence does the franchise have? He's backed off of his claim of repaying the house. Oh, if somebody doesn't take the Pittsburgh blood.
Meanwhile, they continue to battle on the outside.
No!
Up top, 20 feet. Tori sneaks
Tori
up.
Now.
And now, basically, 2-on-1. What can Kidman do against these two? Tori and franchise.
Tori's scared to death.
What is she doing? Why did she run away from that side of the ring?
I don't know.
No!
Tori trying to get behind Kidman. That's...
No!
There's your answer, Scott. No, Billy Kidman! Oh, Billy Kidman! Billy Kidman went head first! He went head first, my God!
Well, I guess that's got to be the match!
That's it! There
nobody else could climb down! They've still got to climb down the ladder, but that's academic! The franchise and Tori Wilson!
The franchise is heartless! The franchise has no mercy!
The franchise and Tori survive this Pittsburgh plunge match.
Well, they took it.
Unbelievable.
Give the franchise credit. He wouldn't have to pay back the house anyway.
Look at this. Wipes the sweat off his brow with his shirt and throws it at a man who's been destroyed.
He planted Kidman like a lawn dart.
Fractured his larynx. Kidman's first match back. He takes the plunge off of a scaffold into the staging area.
I think fractured larynx is mild compared to what may have happened. I don't want to speculate what happened to Kidman, but that was horrific. That was one for the books that fall. And now, once Tori or the franchise make it down the ladder, this match will be over.
Welcome to Sprockets. I'm your host, Dieter. Winter is coming and I'm as happy as a little girl. This week we have a very special Sprockets. Join us, won't you, as we play...
Brought to you by German Ego Waffles. German Ego Waffles. You will Lego my ego. Now.
Welcome to Das ist Jeopardy. In a moment, I will explain the rules, which will be enforced strictly. But first, let's meet our contestant. Our first contestant is a banker from Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Please welcome Günther Strauss.
Thank you, Dieter.
Tell me, Günther, do you have any hobbies?
Well, I collect rare smoked sausages, and I like to make cheese whistles.
Tedious. Our next contestant would like someday to be a film actress, but currently she works at a desalinization plant in the Neckar Valley. Please welcome Veronica Koenig.
Thank you, Dieter.
And what are your interests, Veronica?
I like to shoot skeet, and of course I am fascinated by brine. But I would have to say that my hobby is growing my own hair.
Thank you, Veronica. And finally, we come to our returning champion, Susan. Susan, you are Germany's most celebrated she-male, but you have never told us what you do for a living.
Well, currently I am between gigs, but in my spare time I am an amateur vivisectionist, and to relax I like to shave horses.
I will now explain the rules. Contestants, answer questions from the board. A wrong answer not only denies the contestants cash, but it also administers a non-lethal, though painful, electric shock to this pensioner from Baden-Baden, Frau Schreiber. How are you, Frau Schreiber?
I am fine, Dieter. Perhaps a little hungry and frightened.
Very good. Now let's look at the board. Our categories are pain, fear, art, inert gases, countries that are weak, and things that begin with P. All right, let's start our game with our current champ, Susan.
Thank you, Dieter. I would like pain for 117 marks.
The word for taking pleasure in other people's sorrow or agony. Susan!
What is Schadenfreunde?
Correct.
Okay, I think I'm going to stick with pain for 304 marks.
A staple food in France. Susan!
What are lies?
No, I'm sorry. Exquisite. Anyone? What is bread? Pain, pain, P-I-N. Bread, French staple food.
Ah.
Okay, Susan, you still have the board.
I'll take art for 107 marks.
All righty. Paul Simon's ex-partner's first name. Veronica.
Who is Art?
Correct, Veronica.
I'll take Art for 438 marks.
It is the abbreviation for the Alsatian Railway Terminus. Veronica.
What is Art?
Correct, A-R-T, Art. Again, you are right.
Okay, Fia for 98 marks.
Audio Daily Double, what do you wager?
I will wager 53 marks and 37 pfennigs.
Very well. Do you recognize this sound?
You are nothing. You were a mistake. You impede me. I excreted you.
I'm sorry, you have run out of time. Gorgeous. I will play it again.
You are nothing. You were a mistake. You impede me. I excreted you.
Gunther!
Master!
I'm sorry, in the form of a question.
I'm sorry.
What is
Mother?
Correct. Correct. Well done. That signals the end of regular play. We now come to ultimate Das ist Jeopardy. Winners will receive a tongue bath courtesy of the House of Velvet. Tonight's category is the radar system at New York's Kennedy Airport. How will you bet? Gunther, you have 98 marks.
I have never been to New York, so I will bet nothing.
Veronica, you are our leader with 491 marks and 63 pfennigs.
Dieter, I know nothing of radar, so I will bet nothing.
Susan, you are in last place with negative 187 marks, which will be garnished from your wages should you ever be employed. How will you bet?
I will bet it all.
Okay, here is the question. Kennedy Airport uses the Westinghouse Aegis radar system, which sends out a pulse beam of charged particles at a rate of 60 kilopascals per second in a swing V vector. Kennedy Airport is named for this person. Begin! Okay, you will put your pens down. Gunther, you bet nothing. What is your answer?
Who is John F. Kennedy?
Correct. That leaves you at 214 marks. Veronica!
John F. Kennedy.
Sorry, it must be in a form of a question, so you are left with nothing. Susan! You bet negative 187 marks.
Who is John F. Kennedy?
Yes, and negative 187 plus negative 187 is negative 374. And since there are no integers in Das ist Jeopardy, you are the remaining champion. Congratulations, Susan.
I want my tongue back now!
That is the end of the game. Now it's the Tavosh Brackets where we dance. Das ist Jeopardy. My name is Dieter. Auf Wiedersehen.
A hateful man, Daniel Carver with the Ku Klux Klan. Movie reviews, bad and good. Daniel would review wearing his white hood.
Wake up, white people!
America's number one racist is on the phone with his movie review, Daniel Carver. Hey, Daniel.
Hello.
Always a nice warm hello. Hello.
Sometimes I think you're kind of cold. You know that?
No. I've been waiting here for an hour to get a hold of you.
You know, we ran behind.
Yeah.
Daniel has a movie review. Now, which movie did you watch?
Well, I watched the movie, so I can see what they're doing, and it's a Booty Call.
You watched Booty Call?
I watched Booty Call. It was a good comedy if you want to watch niggers talking nasty. You know, it wasn't anti-white.
Right.
But it did try to humanize niggers and... but it was a funny movie.
Okay, so
now when you see a movie like Booty Call, and you find it funny and stuff, do you start feeling like maybe you could like black people?
No.
See, he just said.
I can see through it. The purpose of the movie and them trying to make the niggers look like human is trying to get people to like them.
Right. He said he knows it's a propaganda film.
I'd much rather see a movie with Steve Martin. You know, The Jerk or Leap of Faith or something like that, where the humans play in the actors.
So Steve Martin is one of your favorites?
Yeah, Steve Martin is one of my favorites.
Well, okay, so now Booty Call. How many burning crosses did you give this?
Well, what's the choice? 1 to 10?
1 to 5.
1 to 5. I give it a 2.
A 2?
Well, you said it was really funny.
Well, it was funny, but it didn't have humans playing in it.
Right.
It
so
was better than A Time to Kill or The Ghost of Mississippi, but it wasn't as good as Leap of Faith or The Jerk or Old God. Or, you know, George Burns, he's a good actor. If you want to watch a movie, you know, you don't have to watch a bunch of niggers running around talking nasty every word, mother, something.
Right. Did any black people die in this movie?
I don't think anybody died in it.
Right.
There was no violence. The only violence was one white man was holding up a store, but that was just a comedy act.
Right.
There was no real violence.
All right,
so the only thing good about it was that it wasn't anti-white.
Right, it wasn't anti-white. It was funny.
Okay. So it gets two burning crosses, which for a black film from a Ku Klux Klan man, that's
not
very
bad.
High.
That's a very high rating.
Oh,
that's considered a high rating.
That could be a 5-star in anybody else's
right
category.
All right, Daniel, thank you.
Okay, Howard.
All right, we look forward to your next movie review.
All right.
And there he is, Daniel Carver movie review.
Wake up, white people!
Wow. Jackie joining in.
I would love to watch Daniel watching Booty Call.
Yeah, we ought to get a tape of him watching the movie.
And I wonder if
anybody watches it with him. In all fairness, as a reviewer, he should really concentrate and not have any distractions.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. That is one whacked out feature on our show.
Thank you. you know you own me. Lonely 22-story block. And that somebody, not just anybody, wanted to get close to you. For instance, me, baby, all you gotta do is ring the bell, step right up, step right up. Step right up by the arena. Grab a ketchup, fly it, say it, try it. Well, I may be wrong, but something deep in my heart tells me I'm right, and I don't think so. You know I saw the writing on the wall. When you came up to me, shy, you were hidden for fall. Just like a ballerina, stepping lightly. All right. Well, it's getting late. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ring the bell, step right up, step right up, step right up, just like a ballerina, yeah, yeah. Grab the ketchup. Higher, baby.
Double J kicked in there. And the ribs in over the top. Did he? No, he didn't get it. Double J. Now, got him. He got him. Stone Cold all by himself again. Stone Cold Steve Austin. And you got to give credit where it's due. You may not like Stone Cold. You may not like his attitude. But Austin is a competitor.
Well, these 60,000-plus fans, I'm assuming, appreciate Austin's intensity. They certainly do not appreciate his attitude.
Who will be next? Who will face Stone Cold Steve Austin in less than 10 seconds?
But the quicker he can eliminate him, the more time he has to rest.
He should have won the World Wrestling Federation Championship back in West Palm Beach. He, of course, gave blame to Shawn Michaels for not winning the championship. And the Hitman now with a tremendous opportunity to win the 1997 Royal Rumble. The Hitman, the 21st entry into the Rumble.
Well, Stone Cold has been in this thing well over 20 minutes, just past 20 minutes, I should say.
And he has to be running out of gas, JR. It has to take, he's been taking rights and lefts from everybody.
22, 24 minutes for Austin.
No!
Hard Irish whip from the Hitman.
They don't like their constitution. Every day they draw conclusions, and they're still prepared for war. Some can say what's ineffective, some make up themselves attractive, build up things they call protective. Well, your life seems quite bizarre. leave time behind, follow the sign, together we'll fly someday.
Thank you. don't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call. Through the